about the whole idea of the TV license and when it started and the controversies that came up and had to be suspended. Then later on, Parliament reviewed that whole law, reviewed the figures involved, and we had to start the collection of TV license once again in 2015. That also came up with some kind of challenges and arguments coming from some people in the country saying that, well, GBC alone cannot take that whole license fee. Then Rekuk Robe sent this whole issue to court. Later on, the agreement was that we're going to share this whole money with other people, including the National Media Commission and some other media houses too. Then Rekuk Robe sent the issue to court, and the court ruled on it that GBC is not supposed to share the TV license fee with any other media house, nor even institution, but only for GBC. A couple of weeks ago, before we entered into the new year 2018, there was a news release coming from the Chief Justice Office setting up courts across the 10 regions of this country to punish defaulters, those who refuse to pay their TV license. And when this news came up, it's generated a lot of issues, a lot of controversies. People are talking, people seem not to understand and exactly what the issues are. I have with me in the studio two gentlemen who are going to address most of these issues and for us to understand exactly why we need to pay our TV license fee and why there is the need for us to set up a court to enforce this bit of the law. Next to me is Pastor Ebenezer Buchi, who is the Acting Director of Finance at Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. And I also have John Kwame Waja, who is the Director of Legal Services at the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. They've joined us for us to talk about this particular issue. You can send us a text message or WhatsApp message on 055-5561-034. I'll take the number again, 055-5561-034. Send us a text message or a WhatsApp message. If you're listening to us on Radio Unique 95.7 FM or across the 10 regions of this country, or you're watching us on the internet at gbcghana.com, or you're watching Ghana television. And please, your messages should be very civil. Good for television, of course, for radio. No need to insult. If you're that confused, you don't understand issues, ask your questions, and my guest here will try as much as possible to address these issues for you. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning to you, Mr.
Good morning. Good morning to
you. I hope you're all well. All right, let me start with you, Mr. Waja. Your initial comments about everything that's happening after the Chief Justice release about the court to deal with defaulters.
Well, George, I thank you very much, you know, and a good morning to you and your cherished viewers. And I want to say a happy new year. I think we have not met.
Yes.
What I think is the state of apprehension which is, you know, being bandied around is what is the status quo. People are creating a certain impression that Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has put together a law, as it were, or there's a law which is going to enable Ghana Television or GBC to go to court, haul people before it because they failed to pay their television licenses. I think that the good people of this country who want to be citizens and not spectators, and who want to do the right thing, are ready to pay these fees. And let me also say that yesterday, when we're having a directors meeting, news reached me that people were, you know, all over the place in the frontage of GBC who want to pay their television license fee. But you see, the apprehension which has been created is rising out of the fact that people misunderstand a lot of things. The fact is that they think that this is a law that has been created for GBC to make money for the running of its programs, departments, and whatever. But I think that is the wrong thing.
Okay. We'll come to that. Let me pick Pastor's thoughts, initial comments on that one. But we'll come to that in a minute. I mean, you've been championing this whole TV license collection for some time now, since we had the approval. Your initial thoughts about what's happening?
That doesn't mean that we're not done enough education and people don't really understand what the issues are.
I think when we started, we looked at the pillars of the projects. And one of it was education. Number two was an efficient system to collect. And the third one was enforcement. Enforcement in whichever form it comes. First, we were thinking of encrypting signals. But yet again, we were made to know that people are entitled to information. Assuming a storm, look at what happened at Circle.
Yes.
And the storm is coming and people need to be informed. And because of probably 36 Ghana cities, you have encrypted somebody's signal. Because of that, somebody dies.
So that means that the encryption of signals is a no-go area. Okay. Then we need to, because you can see, really, I mean, people's, if I don't pay my signal, what happens? The issue is if it is electricity and my power goes off, I need it. Mm-hmm. You understand it? But here it's made available. Therefore, we still need to look at the law and see what provision is there to make people pay. The other point too is that I don't think, like, I mean, as a pastor, read Ezekiel 33, let me say that God said he's not interested in we perishing, that we should repent. You understand? Mm-hmm. The idea is not really to prosecute anybody. And like I always say on screen, that I know Ghanaians are law abiding. Mm-hmm. It's just to let people know that where we've gotten to, we've gotten to the phase where people need to pay. I mean, yesterday, let me give you an example. A certain woman came to pay and asked, how much is it? She said 36. I said, are you people sure that 36 Ghana will enable you to do the things you want to do? So still, you can see that the goodwill is there.
So, Mr. Roger, why should I pay that civil license?
Because it's the act which is enabling the fees to be collected is a creature of statutes. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is that it is the law. Now, once you own a television set, once you have that box, which is in the nature of a television set that receives those electronic signals, it is obligatory to pay this form of fees, what they call it, taxes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So in short, it is not a fee which is to enable GBC to run its programs. Let me put it clearly. Mm-hmm. It is not a fee which is meant for GBC to do anything. It is a creation of statutes which is obligating GBC as an agent of the state, because that's what the law says. Mm-hmm. That we are supposed to collect those fees on behalf of the state and lodge it into an account.
But
you are paying because you have a television set.
Okay.
Simplicity.
Not because you're watching GTV.
Simplicity. You have a television set.
Okay. And GBC has been mandated to collect this.
That is so.
And when GBC collects the money, who uses the money?
I'm coming. Okay. Now, GBC is acting in the stead of GRE. Mm-hmm. It's acting in the stead of people from ECG who are collecting tariffs. Mm-hmm. It's acting in the stead of anybody who is enabled under any provision of law mm-hmm. to collect fees in the nature of taxes. Mm-hmm. So, you see, when those monies are collected, mm-hmm. it doesn't come directly into GBC's funds. The Department of Finance is here, DFA is here, he can tell you. It is lodged in an account which has been designated by Parliament. Mm-hmm. Now you can only access those funds through the Minister of Information, through the Minister for Finance. So it's not as though we are collecting those monies or the fees or the funds and lodge them in an account and then we use it on GBC. Mm-hmm. Now I think that is where the problem is coming from. Now for instance,
when the money is put in that account,
yes,
it's only GBC that's got the right to use that.
No, I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. You have to make a case.
Yes.
If you have to pay.
And then you here is GBC.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that directly, but I'm saying that if GBC wants to access the funds,
yes,
GBC would have to make a case.
Yes.
So it is not some kind of, it's not a confetti mm-hmm. which has been thrown on GBC mm-hmm. or some kind of Father Christmas gift which has been thrown on us mm-hmm. for us to, you know, collect the fees, lodge in our account, and as and when we want, we'll go and, you know.
You said that if GBC wants to have access to the account.
Yes, yes.
Is there any media house that can also have access to the account?
You see, we are a public broadcaster.
Okay.
And when it comes to public broadcasting, mm-hmm. it has a lot of faces. And I'm sure that the lawmaker foresees a situation where there will be a time where there will be certain public broadcasting which will go beyond GBC. Mm-hmm. But for the meantime, or rather coincidentally, it is GBC who occupies the space.
Yeah.
And so I am saying that if, for instance, GBC wants money for the purposes of enabling it to do what the law requires it to do, GBC can access those funds. But then you have to access the funds under the supervision of the Minister for Information and the Minister for Finance. And Parliament has an oversight responsibility over those funds. So those who are going around thinking that, GBC, the law has created some pool of funds for GBC to use it to do whatever they want, I think that misapprehension is clearly unfounded. Mm.
There's another notion out there that it is for content.
No.
The clearing license is not.
It has nothing to do with GBC's content.
But has something to do with GBC's what?
It, that is what I'm saying. That
yes.
You are supposed to take the money.
Yes.
Lodge it into an account.
Yes.
And then as and when you want the money, you have to go with a proposal.
And Parliament will find out whether or not you're popular. It's in tandem with the law that created you. That is the law that created you. Is saying that organized programs to reflect the national psyche in Ghanaian languages. And they think that that is in tandem with the law. Why not? They'll give you the funds.
But that also goes in the way of approving our content.
You see, that is why I'm saying that that's a derivative argument.
Okay.
But that's not what the law says. It's a derivative argument. You can go to that extent.
Yeah.
Now, you are entitled to funds from me.
Yes.
Now, if I give you those funds, depending on what you bring to me, explain to me what you want, and I give you those funds, you go wearing suits and shoes and hats and other. That's a different matter. But I need to ensure that because it is public funds, and everybody should get this, the money that you collect in respect of these television fees, is they are public funds.
Yeah.
And it is not for instance, my director general, Dr. Kamianov, to sit in his office and decide that he wants to buy ice cream or buy shoes or buy. No, he cannot do that. He would have to make a proposal through the director of finance.
Mm-hmm.
The director of finance, yes. Who would also in turn see the Minister for Information and the Minister for Finance. Parliament, a subcommittee of Parliament, has oversight responsibility of this. And so, I can assure you, when it comes to the issue of public funds, they can be properly accounted for.
Let me move to Reverend Pastor. What really went into the figure to determine how much one is going to pay for a TV license?
Well, I think a couple of proposals were made to Parliament before even I joined. And I think here we need to recognize Major Abel Donchebe retired. I think he did so well with the board at the time. I think they did so well to move this and then went through the Attorney General, went through Parliament, but a couple of figures were given. And the issue is that because it's a fee, they look at, if it was even higher, like I was telling you, and they look at what at least the average person should be able to pay. And if you look at the 36 Ghana, we were not taking 3 cities because of processing costs, but if people want to pay 3 cities, you can pay it through mobile money. You understand it? So there's something for the average Ghanaian to be able to pay. So if we divide 36 into, say, 12, you get 3 cities a month. Like I'm saying yesterday, somebody commented, 3 cities a month or 30 cities Ghana, what can you do? But if everybody will pay, I can tell you that what the public is expecting. Sometimes I get saddled with this. I give this analogy. You know that your wife is a good cook.
Yes.
And then after some time, you realize that the standards of the cooking is coming down.
Yes.
And you're always complaining. It's about a time also to just pause and find out what is going into the cooking. You will see that, people know GBC or food. I started working here in 2014. I know GBC, and before I started working here. So I just want to tell the public that sometimes somebody said, well, the programs are bad. And that is even the more reason why we need to pay the TV licenses.
So for the programs.
Yes. No, well, it's part of it. It's part of it.
And that brings us all back to the whole content argument.
It's not directly. It's not only content that goes into broadcasting. If you tell me, I'll tell you the first thing is electricity. And we keep on saying this, as we are seated, we owe ECG 16 million Ghana cedis.
16 million?
16 million Ghana cedis. I was in Upper West the other time and I was on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was talking about GBC being profitable. And I said, look, I'm the director of finance. At least I know how to put 1, 2, 3 together. If you give me the opportunity, there are a lot of the transmitters that must come down because the power they are consuming, those areas, you don't generate the funds for it. And I think we read some things from to show the mandate of GBC, right? And when I spoke to them, I said, wow. And it was because GBC is a national security facility. It's supposed to communicate to every Ghanaian, no matter whether your status, wherever you are, you're supposed to listen to news and listen to national agenda. You understand? So people should not go that way. Think about link. How much does it cost satellite link to transmit news? Most of the time, I look at it, George, move away from, say, Kumasi. You realize that a lot of the stations do not even go that far. Go everywhere. Mm-hmm. Don't let the news go by 6 and see the calls that you receive. So for me, where I sit as a finance man, it's not just content. A lot of electricity, you talk of fuel, you talk of vehicles, you talk of your microphones. Even as we are going digitalization now, we are still thinking about how to digitalize our studios and things like that. They are all things that we are talking about. Sometimes people want to compare GBC, even in terms of content and those things. We will try to improve, and I know there are a lot of areas we have to improve, but no matter how we improve, GBC may not transmit like the Paris system, because if you look through the laws, and if you look through the law, it is specified. For instance, wherever president speaks, you need to cover the president. People take GBC as a propaganda, I mean a political propaganda, but it is a mandate. You need to do that. And it's costing us. At the other time when we were launching our code, the Star 488, I term it as a GBC story. Somebody needs to tell the GBC story so that we don't kill this noble institution of ours.
I remember that there was a time that the NPP mm-hmm. sent the GBC to
definitely.
When Kwesi Bochi was then the finance minister.
Yes.
Because according to the NPP, they wanted equal coverage.
Yes.
And the court ruled that we are bound to give everybody equal coverage.
George, I'm not,
but the private media houses will not get
George, I'm giving you a very typical example with due respect to DOF.
Yeah.
It says that in its public service broadcast, the corporation is expected to provide for government pronouncements. Government pronouncement, that is speeches by the president and ministers responsible for departments of state consisting of statements of fact for explaining the policies and actions. For instance, Mr. Dr. Hamid, Mustafa Hamid Khan.
Yeah, Mr.
Yes, he's not a doctor. He's a doctor.
Information minister.
Yes, he's not Dr. Hamid.
Is that Dr. Hamid?
Yes, that's what I know. Right. At least he can just pick a phone and say, look, GBC, I want you to run this way and cover this. The president wants to do this. And we just have to just organize within a very short time. The expediency or the speed with which we do some of these things is borne out by our mandate. Now, I also want to say that he said political party speeches dealing with the views and policies of various political parties. Now, I don't even want to tread this path. All I'm saying is that the fee which GBC would have to go out there to collect in nature of what we call the licensing fee
mm-hmm.
is a creature of statute. In other words, Parliament put it together.
The law we are talking about talks about our source of funding too.
Yes.
Is it the TV license? Is the TV license the only means
of funding? Listen to it. It says,
yes.
Under Section 10 of the law, mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Act of 1966-226. It says that the funds of the corporation shall include grants by the government to the corporation, grants.
Mm-hmm.
So it is for government to bring money
mm-hmm.
to ensure that constitutional provision that will realize the national, economic, and cultural aspirations of the people will be realized.
Yes.
Government must pay for it.
Mm.
It must pay to a state broadcaster which has got the capacity in the nature of GBC to achieve some of these things.
Mm.
Now, let me give you a typical example. Look, when you go to every part of this country, in fact, every district, GBC has a presence.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes you find two GBC presences or three presences in one district. You understand? Mm. So how are we supposed to fund this thing? Adult education in Nzema, very beautiful language. Adult education in Akan, Bichi or Ikrapimchi, I don't know what have in Ebe, in Ghana. Yeah. Now this time we have Ghana in Dangu, is that all right?
Yes.
I'm saying that these are the cultural aspirations of our people. Sometimes if you're asking somebody, for instance, to advertise and target a certain people, a certain cultural people, ethnic people, he'll tell you that how many of them use my soap? How many of them use my perfume?
Yeah.
You can get to that. But we have a mandate. We have a responsibility to ensure that we reach them. If there's a polio vaccination, we have to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? That is our mandate. So we need to understand some of these things.
All right. So grants and which other means is also the source of funding.
And it says that, of course, it talks about loans. And this one, it mentions a very interesting, you know, bank, the National Investment Bank. It says that the minister can source for funds for some of these purposes through said banks,
yes.
The commercial bank, the National Investment Bank. And it also talks about commercials, but we have made sure that, you see, because we're a national broadcaster, we want to ensure that nobody controls our news.
Mm-hmm.
Because the news must go there, so objective, to inform people so they can make decisions.
Yes.
So that if you have, for instance, a commercial interest controlling your news, then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we deprive ourselves of all these things.
Yeah, but we run some commercials.
We run some commercials, but I'm saying that those commercials that we run, if you look at the minutes and look at the time span, they are not such that they can control the news. No.
Yeah.
If you look at the value of the money they would have paid otherwise, if we really want to do commercial, it's not in tandem with what would have happened on a private station. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
But there's even a corporate institution that's even sponsoring our news.
I am saying that.
Yes.
The law even allows us, Act 226, gives us the mandate to do commercial work. We can do that. But you see, in order to achieve that constitutional provision,
mm-hmm.
that would achieve the national aspiration,
mm.
we are careful. And so we deprive ourselves offense which otherwise would have just run into the kitty. That is why the lawmaker thought it possible, or thought it wise that, let me find a way to support them in the nature of the television license piece.
Although you're still running commercials.
Can I come in there? Sometimes you talk about covering of national programs and any effects on our revenue. I tell you, we have a lot of judgment there to where people have brought adverts, right, for you to run. But there's this national program, you cannot do it. And even by the nature of our programming, it even, I mean, draws people away from commercials. If we talk, every time we say that, every time it's talk. But those talk, right, it crosses. For instance, you may be doing a program here. It may not be suitable for Accra. But somewhere, somebody in Bimbila or somebody in Bambwe or Bole probably is listening to that program. You see, and for instance, people say, look, why don't you go commercial? And it will have impact on the mandate. Sometimes editorial control is very important. Somebody brings maybe a product, and you know that this product itself does not gel with a national, you can't pick it. Sometimes you pick it and then there's a program here. You have to leave that one. And that is where people need to understand. Every time you see that, the DG also talks about defining who GBC is.
Yes.
Because when we are able to define who GBC is, it will help us. We know people also talk about, why don't you commercialize some of your...
I think the law has actually done that for us, our the definition of who GBC is.
But people don't understand.
Our programs are nationally tight.
That's it.
Our programs are nationally
tight,
including the telenovelas we want to show.
Well, of course, I mean, you just have to blend it.
That's it.
You just have to give it, reflect some realities that people don't want to be watching this. But on the average, 90% of it is nationally tight, and we all know that. Like you said, sometimes you are just watching, and the president wants to make a pronouncement. All the president has to do is just to call the director of television and tell him, you know what, get your boys here and your girls here. And that's all it. That's what it takes. I'm saying that. You see, I agree when people look at our content, especially those who think that we should be doing certain things to reflect, you know, West modernity. I won't use westernization, but modernity. They think so. I agree with some of my colleagues, journalists who are out there and are bashing and doing all that. I can understand where they're coming from. But I'm sure that if they understand this one, they'll become the higher apostles of the creed. It's just sometimes because they don't understand. I'm not saying that they are ignorant. But they don't understand the nature of the fact that
there's a difference between us and them.
Well, I don't want to. I'm not saying they're ignorant. I'm not saying they're ignorant.
Yes.
But sometimes, because they've not come in close touch with the issues, they don't appreciate them. I think that if people appreciate the issues and the things that happen, they'd rather become high apostles of the creed. They go out and say, look, in spite of everything, let us ensure that this is an artifact. GBC is a museum piece. And I think that as Ghanaians, we should be very proud. We cannot bring some of this argument and lose the aspirations of the founding fathers of this.
So I mean, let's just look at this.
Yes.
The law says that our source of fund, at least commercial, is part of it.
Yes, yes.
And the law defines it as some commercial.
Yes, commercial.
And
yes.
Then we are taking
TV funds from government.
Yeah, funds from government and TV lines. I just want to focus on these two. Now, how fair are we to the other media houses who we are at the same market with them?
Which other media houses?
The private media houses.
Cool.
And we are competing with them when it comes to commercial.
Yes.
It's the same kick. We want a share in terms of the commercial kick.
Yes.
We want a share.
Yes.
And on top of that, we're taking TV licenses.
All right. Let me give you a very quick example.
Yes.
You see, the point about the whole thing is that we cannot take public funds to support private interest. So I cannot go out there and take public funds and give it to a private person who is maximizing his profit. No. If he wants to maximize his profit, he knows where to get his funding from. He should go and pick a loan. But you see, the lawmaker knows that we cannot depend on the consolidated fund forever. It has got its limits. And as society grows and becomes big, there are going to be other demands on it. So let us create a new way. Yes, we want them to be very nationalistic. We want them to be patriotic. We want them to stay away from anything that will have the resemblance of influence in the nature of commercial interest. But let us also create a leeway so that in tandem with what the law says, they can also go around and sell some adverts or create spots for people to bring adverts. That's all about it. So that to say that So we are competing in the same market, but I think that that is the kind of argument they should rather be making than look. Then if GBC would go this way, I should not be giving them this type of free.
So
I'm not saying this.
Basically, we are just working within the law.
We are working within the law. Okay. Clearly, but I'm saying that people are entitled to their views. The apprehension, with time, my understanding is that the leadership of the House, including DOF, would on Friday, they have a lot of things to do to just clear the air. This is not a firefighting approach, like I listened to the DG say yesterday. It's just to still explain. And I think that GBC has always been around. We are so close to the community. We have always been with the community. And some people, I'm sure, that would get to know later that it is better to support GBC in this quest than to probably pass some irresponsible statements, which in certain instances I find, you know, which has led to the fact that the Attorney General has given us the mandate to start prosecuting.
That's the next area I was coming to.
Okay, maybe my colleague wants to say something before.
Yeah, if you have something to add before we move to the Attorney General issue.
No, I think we can.
Okay. Was there a need for us to go to
the Attorney General? No, listen, you see, the law, the regime of the law is a continuum.
Yeah.
You start with creating the act. You can amend it along the way, it doesn't matter. Then you want to make sure that you operationalize the law. And then you can also bring it to that, you prosecute that, because you know that there'll be defaulters. Now, GRA goes around locking people's places and taking them to court. Have we shouted? No. We haven't shouted. ECG does that. SNIT does that. Have we shouted? No. They take people to court. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that Ghanaians...
So why should Ghanaians make a fuss about this?
I wouldn't use the word fuss. I'm saying that we know that they are going to pay. But hey, there are people who are going to fall by the wayside. We have to let everybody be on the straight and narrow path. So we beat everybody in. But the object of the law, is not to do that. Now, when we're giving the mandate to prosecute, Her Ladyship, the Chief Justice, has also created rooms for us. He said, look, if there's a need for you to come, there are certain costs designated for you to do that. I think that here you see the three arms of government working properly. You see that the Parliament has passed the law. You see that the executive, the nature of the Attorney General, has given us the mandate. And you see the judiciary. The judiciary has come in nicely. And said, I've created a room for you to do. But that is not the object. Because we have been dealing with Ghanaians for a long time. They've always paid these things. I know the Braha will come. Yes. But hey, I mean, you'll not find me in court running around prosecuting people. Unless, of course, there's somebody who's so incurable that the only means of getting him to do that is that process. But I think that it's comfortable to be doing that.
It's actually starting tomorrow.
Well, according to the letter given to us by the Chief Justice,
exactly,
the court will be ready tomorrow.
Yes.
But that is not to put a noose around our necks and pull at it.
Okay.
She's saying that if you have to come, if there are reasons why you cannot come, just let me know. Anytime you are ready to bring people. Sometimes, by the time you get to court, somebody will say, oh, now I understand. And all of us are training, so we're all learning. The judges, with due respect to my lords, they are also coming. They say they are willing to learn. The police department says, the I3 IGBC says, we are ready to learn. All of us together would have to put GBC on a better pedestal and then begin to monitor and ask them to account.
You're the director for legal services.
That is so.
Are we ready? We as the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation ready to prosecute, to go against the defaulters.
We are ready to do that. If we are asked to do that tomorrow, we can do that. But I'm saying that the good DG says that, Kwame, this is not about, that is not why we're here. Please let us do the education and get to sit down to the people very well before we start the prosecution.
But that's part of the enforcement, though.
Well, I understand that.
And at least the Chief Justice has given us courts across the country.
She has done so.
Yes.
She's just sitting down waiting for us to bring those who fall by the way. I don't want to call them recalcitrants. No, those who fall by the way. And I use this word advisedly. But I don't think that we have to get there. That's my prayer. That's my prayer.
You don't think that we have to get
there? I don't think
we have to get there. There are people out there who are bound not to pay, though. Someone has just said that he's not going to be the first person.
I think I've been at a lot of places talking about TV license.
Yes.
So that before I start, people will just frown their faces. But by the time I end, say, oh, no, we have to go and pay for a national course. So I think if the education goes on well, I knew some people who said they were not going to pay. But after listening to some sort of education, well, so I think it's all about education as well.
All right. Some messages here. And this first one is one of the things that really surprised me and interests me about some people and some Ghanaians.
Okay.
He's saying that I don't watch DTV because I don't like the programs. I like watching other television stations.
Exactly.
Why should I pay for GTV?
Okay.
And I'll allow you to address this. But my brother, you're watching us this morning.
That's the irony of life, isn't it?
My brother, you're watching us this morning. That's the whole thing, brother. You're watching us this morning.
Exactly.
You're watching us this morning.
I want to say something very short about it. Please, we need to cut a chase to the law, right? That the law is saying that there are two people that needs to pay TV licenses. They are users and dealers.
Exactly.
Right? So if you have installed or you have purchased a TV, if you own a TV set, the law says that you need a valid TV license that is issued by the authorized agents by the law to collect the TV. So one is by those who own, you are using or you've installed. Secondly, those who deal in TV. If you sell TV, if you repair, the law says that you need a valid license to cover the area where you do your business. So basically that is just to, so it's not about what you watch. You can decide not to watch. And even I think, and it's two says that, and 1-2 says that even where a television set is found in your room, let's say that you don't even use it, it will be presumed that you use it.
Yeah.
Right? So even where it is there, you covered it, the law still would expect that you have a license covering it. I think we need to understand it. I believe that those, if you read the law carefully, the lawyers who couch the law really can see through time.
The lawmakers.
That, yeah, the lawmakers can see through time that, look, if we say you are paying for content, so they say, okay, my TV, maybe even when GBC was having a monopoly, they can say that, well, I bought my TV not to watch, but yet people say they don't watch. You come on screen, everybody will tell you I saw you. Right. So I think Ghanaians,
Francis Nkumasi, we can't pay the license for you to show telenovelas of other cultures too.
So it's for accounting reasons. I think that this is just brilliant. He's a feedback. He's telling you that, look, if I would pay, then I expect that. So I think that it's prudent to pay and say that, all right, now give me what I think that I should be seeing.
And George, I think there's something good also, even though all this acrimonies are going on, it's also giving us a feedback from the public.
Yeah.
That, look, we know who you are.
Yeah.
We know how you have evolved through the years. You have changed. And we are expecting this. I've listened to a lot of people, not saying that they are not going to pay, but they are expecting some standards from us. And we are here also to assure them that they should pay their TV and hold us accountable. Mm-hmm. That's one thing which we also say as a broadcasting house.
David in Takrade, I would like to ask, I'm in school and rented a hostel. Most guys have television as well as the landlord who stays with us also having a TV. In this scenario, are we supposed to pay individually or the landlord is supposed to pay for all of us?
With the TV license, that it is the one who owns the TV who pays. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying this a lot of times, that if I'm in the room with my wife and my wife owns a TV in her name, and I also own a TV in my name, or I'm with my kids who are grown up and they own their TV, is the one who owns. So everybody who owns a TV pays. So in that particular hostel, the TV, the who owns them, right? If the students owns the TV, they pay. The one that the landlords also owe, it pays. So who owns the TV is a cardinal point to determine who and what pays. And let me say this, on our website, we have like households, number of households, and that is what it means. So if you have about 3 people who owns the TV, it is the one who owns it who pays.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that, oh, we have a house and we have 2 or more is 60, and then you pay. No, if you owe, I owe one, my father owes one, I pay 36, my dad pay, and that's it.
Okay. Danso, please, don't we charge for advertising? Does GBC pay itself from its revenue? And also for you trying to do things right, but you want to cheat us. Please, how many people watch your content across the country?
So it's the same
thing. GBC and SNITS, there's no defense. They are all right. And Danso is saying that they're watching us this morning because of the TV license issue. Okay, I didn't know for that. Right. There's no way we have watched us. Danso.
Very interesting, isn't it?
All right. One of your panelists said that TV license fee would not be used by GBC, but will be put into a special account.
Yes.
But I watched one of your sister stations, yes, and they said GBC has 70% of the amount. How true is this? Also, I'm in a village, so how can I also pay my TV license?
Good. Let me address that issue.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, when you say when people create the people close the distance between the collection of television licenses and then putting and using it, it leaves somebody with the memory that GBC is fighting for this because of its own existence. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that fund is going to be monitored.
Yeah.
So it's not a carte blanche that when GBC collects the funds, yeah, we would have to have access to it. But I'm saying that it is going to be under strict supervision.
Mm.
Which means, therefore, that GBC would have to make a case to be able to access the funds.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have, it's not a GBC account, you know, which is directly under the Office of the Director of Finance. That is where the money is paid into. It is paid into an account which has been designated by law. And I'm saying that you can access that account under the supervision of the minister in charge of information and the minister in charge of finance. You don't just go and start taking it and walloping it.
Do we have 70% of the finance?
We do have access to the finance. Yes.
We have access to the finance.
Yes, because don't you forget that some of the advice that we have received are the same monies we're using to collect the television license fees.
Mm.
It's the same address that we collected, and he will tell you.
Well, I mean, we have access to the TV license fund.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm saying that he would have to use monies, invest monies from adverts,
mm-hmm.
to, in order to get people to pay television by way of
announcement. Let me make it easy for you. We always show a budget to Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the source of funding are there. For instance, what we are budgeted to collect for TV licenses there, and then what we are to use, which Parliament has approved.
Mm.
Should you go above the amount Parliament has approved, you can't use it. Do you get it?
Mm.
Uh-huh. But it's not just that line. That is it. So I think, but somebody, the person who called, that is in the village,
yes.
and he wants to know how to pay. Please, this thing is that you can pay your TV license anywhere, anytime. Once you can make a call, you can use a short code, *488#.
Okay.
*488#. It will enable you to register. As you are listening to us, you don't need to even move anywhere. If you have a mobile wallet, you can just use the *488# option 1 to register. After that, it will send you an SMS of a code, and then you go to option 4, which may pay via mobile money, and you can pay. I mean, Sunday after church service, I was in the house when a friend called me. He took the code and he called me just 5 minutes. He said, look, I've paid my TV license, and that was wonderful. So wherever you are, if you use the short code *488#, I mean, you'll be able to access it. Yesterday, for instance, I think there was a lot of traffic on it. Uh-huh. So I want to also ask people to, but if you try it, just keep on trying. But it's very effective and sharp. It's working.
All right. I was with a loved one on Saturday, and the issue about the systems that we have to enable us to collect this fee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go to the UK, it is very easy for them to tell how many television stations and how many TVs are in this particular household and all that. Do we have that kind of technology to monitor and know that, well, if I enter into this community, I know I'm supposed to go for 20 TV license fees or that?
Yeah, the other issue of that is on control. And control, let me say, in every aspect does not come with revenue. It always comes with cost.
Yeah.
And one of the things we have done with the project is not to borrow to run the TV license project.
Mm.
So we started on a very low profile, use very minimal systems to move up. We haven't gotten to that place yet. But one thing we have is that if I have your phone number, I can determine whether you have paid your TV license or not. For instance, if you go to our website and you put, there's a place, my TV license ID, and you put your phone number there and doesn't appear, it means you haven't paid.
Mm.
If you use a short code, check your payment status, you put your number there and nothing appears. So at least we have those ones. If I walk to your house now, I don't need a paper to, all I need is your phone number. Once I get your phone number, I'll be able to assess whether you paid or whether you've paid the right amount. But we've not gotten to that level because we want to be prudent.
But let me also quickly say that under the law,
yes,
the person designated with the authority to collect the licenses fee has also got authority to establish a collection of inspectors to go on any premises to inspect whether or not there's a device in the nature of the television set.
So that person is allowed to enter.
The director general will tell you that go to, say, Kanda, go to the back and see who owns it. Go to enter into any premises, a hotel, and find out who has it.
And George, there's also in the act that there's a form there called ownership form 10, which requests everybody who wants to pay CV license to declare how many. And that's the same thing we have put on the online. If you go to tvlicense.com.gh, when you are filling the form, please know that you are filling a legal form, right? And if you want to any of our stations and you are filling the ownership form 10, you are declaring. And if you also use a short code, the star 488 hash, please know that whatever information you are putting there, you are accountable to it. So that also comes back to on enforcement. That if you filled it and you paid it and it's wrong, then if somebody comes, like the inspector comes, you will be fine.
But finally, I mean, I think we also have to listen to the concerns when it comes to content. Although the TV license fee is not about content, but we also have to listen to
it. Seriously.
Because why should I consume something that is really not getting something?
He pays the piper.
Exactly.
But there's one thing. Yeah. One of the finest way to have collected TV license for people to look at our court and say, no, yes, I have to pay. You understand? And I believe we will get there. I know how much people pay to watch other television sets, but those subscriptions, you pay before you watch.
Yes.
So if people should also pay, we can tell
someone
them
actually
that you can hold us at accountable.
We're going to show the backlist Premier League and other leagues too, because they can't pay TV licenses and pay cable fees.
It costs money. You should know. I'm saying that he who pays the piper would always call it. I'm saying that once we begin to show this obligation, then you can then ask the Minister for Information to make GBC account for the kind of programs we put on air.
Yeah.
And then that also enable us to also better our content. Okay. So, but I'm not saying, but what I haven't said here is that the television license fee is meant for content. No, that's what you've said.
And there are other media houses reporting on that particular one too. Now, the issue and the question here for all of us to answer is that, do we as a nation need a public service broadcaster? Do we need one? If it's yes, then we have to pay our TV license across the world, but for some parts of the continent, Asia and some bit of Africa, which even in Asia, you understand why they don't even pay that. The government takes total control of the public service broadcaster. But if we need a public service broadcaster, we have to support the public service broadcaster, give the public service broadcaster what it needs to operate. And at the end of the day, the public service broadcaster that you have supported becomes accountable to you, not to any other person. So our doors are very much open. If you have any other questions or any thoughts that you want to share with us, our doors are very open. Come to GBC. Our text line is also available for you. We'll see how best we can address your issues. Thank you very much. It's still within the break for sure. It's also been live on GTV, live on Unique FM, live across the 10 regions of this country on our various regional FM stations. We've also been live on Ogboni TV. My name is George Sapo. That's it. We'll be right back with the local segment of the show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Bye.
Register and pay your TV license fee anywhere, anytime. You can still pay your TV